Rally organizer Dan Curran says he's pushing for the tax increase because his father started smoking when he was in high school. Curran's father quit when he was in his 30s, but was later diagnosed with leukemia.
The doctors said that if he had not smoked when he was younger, his lungs would have been stronger and he would have been able to fight the disease that eventually killed him.
Curran says raising the state's cigarette tax from 37 cents to $1.37 would save many Georgians from suffering a similar fate.
We will reduce the number of smokers and will also safeguard the health of our young people and the emotional health of all the people who have lost someone to tobacco use.
Curran had hoped the increase would be part of a state tax overhaul that passed the Georgia House yesterday, but it was not included. The legislation now heads to the Senate. If the cigarette tax is not added there, Curran and other supporters hope it will pass in future legislative sessions. But any effort to raise the tax faces opposition from lawmakers like Republican Senator Renee Unterman. Unterman is a former cardiovascular nurse and chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee.
The main reason that most of us have been opposed is because we don't want to raise taxes of any kind, especially during a recession. The tax is a regressive move. I understand the implications on Medicaid and the cost of taking care of people who do smoke, but still it gets lumped into every other issue that wants to raise a tax.
Georgia currently has the 48th lowest per pack tax in the nation. Michelle Worth, WABE News.